on any given evening in Bloomington, Indiana, you have your choice of a couple dozen events and performances to attend. However, few events offer the diversity, character, and just plain good times as the Coffeehouse performance by the Folklore and Ethnomusicology Department. I met up with one of the organizers of the Coffeehouse event, Sarah Gordon. She's a PhD student studying Native North American oral traditions at Indiana University.
The fun thing with that department is that it's, you know, it's a department that is devoted to studying the world's expressive cultures, the world's artistic traditions. And half the department is specifically devoted to studying the world's musical expressive traditions. And we spend so much time behind desks all the time. It's a department that's mostly graduate students. We spend so much time in the library, so much time with our noses in books. Yeah, this is this sort of one event a semester where people get to sort of actually live a little bit more creatively with these traditions we spend so much time living with academically.
Performers at the Coffeehouse include students and faculty alike. All sorts of diverse interests are represented, from belly dancing to bagpipes to traditional songs.
We have one professor, John McDowell, who for the past couple of shows has gotten up on stage and performed a couple of corridos from the Costa Chica in Mexico, which is what he's built most of his career studying. And Professor McDowell is fantastic at giving simultaneous translation to his own songs. So he'll sing them in Spanish while playing his guitar and then sort of between the lines tell you what he's saying in English.
Here we go.
Voy a cantar un corrido.
People, some of my students call me the singing professor because I'm sort of shameless. Any chance I get, I bring my guitar into class. But, you know, I think that it's a chance for somebody like me to let that side of myself get a little bit of space.
I'm going to sing a corrido. Please don't take offense or be angry.
John McDowell is a professor in the folklore department. Recently, he spent half a year in Mexico researching corridos. He published a book about his work, Poetry and Violence, the Ballad Tradition of Mexico's Costa Chica.
The corridos tend to sound a little bit alike each other. They're all in a family of melodies. And so you sing one, and then it can be a little bit tricky to kind of focus on the next one. So there's this little frame that happens in between singing of song. I call it coaxing because the guys will kind of rehearse a little bit of maybe play an arpeggio or get the chord sequence or hum the lines and so forth. And that's something that if you don't perform, you might not understand what's going on there.
Con lágrimas de amor están todos bañados. Con lágrimas de amor.
One of the things that I love to do, there was a coffee house a couple years ago that I saw a couple of my junior colleagues sitting around. I knew they were both musicians, but they hadn't performed yet in the coffee house. It was their first one. And I said, come on up on the stage, let's work something out. And so we did. You know, you discover that people that you associate with every day have, you know, some talents, you know, that you wouldn't normally notice. And it also creates a kind of a conviviality that I don't think you get from faculty meetings, for example.
Along with the impromptu collaborations and the research-inspired performances, there are some parts of the evening that they're just fun. As Gordon says, for some folks, this is an opportunity to get together with friends and just have a good time.
Every time there's guaranteed to be one or two acts that get up there with the explicit goal of having a good time and making people laugh. One of our fixtures is a band called Xiao Xi Wei and the Jägermeisters, made up of a bunch of students, mostly from the ethnomusicology program, led by a graduate student named Xiao Xi Wei, who came here from Shanghai to study bluegrass music. He loves bluegrass. He's an amazing flat pick guitarist, and he leads this bunch of amazing musicians from the department in renditions of all kinds of ridiculous songs.
The group that undoubtedly garners the most laughs of all takes performance art to the next level. That band is called the MP3s.
They were from the future, traveled back in time to use period instruments. These period instruments included two Hotlix guitars, a Hannah Montana amplifier, an iPhone with an autotune application, a Nintendo DS with some kind of drum machine program hooked up to it, and something else. I don't actually know what it was. It was a little tiny handheld sort of keyboardy thing that was also hooked up to an amplifier. Oh, and a Blue Man Group toy synthesizer.
Shut it!
Yeah, you have to sing everything.
These are people who are talented enough that they can take Hot Licks guitars and a Nintendo DS and then actually reproduce pop songs with remarkable accuracy. It was fantastic. The Indiana University Folklore Program is one of, if not the most prestigious folklore program in the world. The Ethnomusicology Program is similarly prestigious and historical. And yet, we are this little department that it seems that nobody knows about.
You can see what the Folklore and Ethnomusicology Department is all about on Sunday, March 7th. Bluegrass, belly dancing, and perhaps something a little bit different, all on the program for the evening. This coffeehouse performance takes place at Max's Place in Bloomington from 6 to 9 p.m. Learn more on our website, wfiu.org.